Today is December 7th, 2016, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day in the U.S., and that's what's first up. It was 75 years ago that the nation of Japan attacked the United States naval base at Hawaii's Pearl Harbor. Japan, Germany, and Italy, known as the Axis Powers, were at war with China, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union. The U.S. had not yet gotten directly involved in World War II, though it had implemented economic sanctions against Japan for its behavior toward neighboring China. The Japanese plan for Pearl Harbor destroyed the American Pacific Fleet there. Japan kept it a secret by continuing peace talks with the U.S. until the day of the attack. The air and sea assault crippled the base and killed more than 2,400 American servicemen and civilians. The next day, with the support of all but one member of Congress, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared war on Japan.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
For the first time since World War II, a Japanese leader is planning to visit the site of the Pearl Harbor attacks. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is scheduled to travel there with U.S. President Barack Obama after Christmas. Japan's government says Mr. Abe will not apologize for the attack, but to send a message of reconciliation between Japan and the U.S. Today, on the Hawaiian island of Oahu, tourists gather at sites like the USS Arizona Memorial, positioned above an American ship that was sunk in the attack. Some travel to Pearl Harbor to see and to understand. Others go to remember.